Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the big, beautiful Belco Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, and also on the Odyssey app, which is an app for your phone. Yep, you know that, right? It's free. And you can take the show anywhere you go and get the podcast there later on today, too. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a Thursday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. The Avs pulled out a 3-2 win last night in overtime shootout. We scored 10 seconds to tie it up. Let's go.
Were you there?
No. They were in Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have flown back.
True.
Could have gone.
I am going to the game in
no
St.
Excuse.
Louis on Saturday.
You're a real fan. You're a real fan. You'd be there, right?
I'm going on Saturday.
Spadil, you okay?
Hello? Yeah.
You're right?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem a little angry today.
Well, angry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't want to say anything bad.
Yeah.
He took his car in to get some tires.
Oh.
And they found some other stuff. And but it's nobody's fault.
No.
It's just that, man, every time you take a car in to be serviced, they always find something.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that it's not legit. That's not what I'm saying at all.
It needed to get done.
I'm just saying that we never really know what kind of junk we're driving, do we?
Yeah. Just when you get the, you know, the estimate, the quote or whatever, and you're like, oh, it's $1,000, and then it comes into way more than that.
Yeah. I took my vehicle in a couple of weeks ago, and the estimate was, I think, $1,400?
Yeah.
Turned out it was $3,500.
Oh, man.
Yeah, $3,500. So I feel your pain this morning.
Yeah,
so.
That's worse than what happened to me. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's all on the same level. But
right.
I hope you feel better, buddy.
Well, dude, the car drives way better.
Good.
That should make you feel good.
Yeah.
This ought to make you feel good, too. Today is National Burrito Day.
Yeah. Burritos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. National Burrito Day. And there's a lot of companies out there that are offering deals. But I think you have to download the stupid apps.
Most of the deals there are.
I hate the app thing, dude.
You're not going to grab my phone and take a look at it and see a Qdoba app on there. It's not going to. No fast food restaurant.
I will tell you, Chipotle's app is amazing to use. It's so easy. It's
flawless. Not putting a fast food app on my phone. I think that's embarrassing.
Come on.
That just says you live in a world that you shouldn't be in.
Yeah, but then you can order it, pick it up. It's seamless. It's
no.
Amazing.
Well, you're big on the old order it and let them deliver it to you.
You got to save time.
Yeah, but I don't like to play that shenanigans, you know, when it comes to getting a free burrito. I don't have to download the app and get newsletters and emails. And
yeah, I'm not a fan.
Over a burrito. Just a burrito. Come on.
Yeah, but after getting a high bill on a car, you got to save some money somewhere.
That's true.
Tomorrow is opening day. What do you think? Is it going to snow?
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. You might get a couple of innings in because I think I just saw a few minutes ago the snow's going to start around 2:30. And the game, I think, starts at 1:10. Is that right?
Yeah, and they'll try and rush through it because if you get through five innings of baseball, that game counts. And
they want
those games to count at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, unless you're behind.
Yeah, they don't. Well, the Rockies probably don't. But at the MLB, yeah. I mean, they want those games to count. Yeah, because it's hard to reschedule.
All right, we'll get into this and a lot more. Where's Jamie? Anybody seen
Thursday.
Jamie?
She's putting out her cans.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't have any texts.
We got to keep an eye on our phone, though, because she might not have her card.
Yesterday. Yesterday. She had her card. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. We do have the Fray tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:35. 7:35 this morning to win the Fray. You will see them at Mission Ballroom, man. No problem whatsoever. We've got tickets 7:35. Stand by for your chance to win. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver. And we'll be back right after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I've never been to the Mission Ballroom. Never been there.
Well, you wouldn't like it because they don't have recliners.
Oh, crap.
In fact, they don't even have seats.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some VIP seats on the sides.
Right.
But as far as in the middle, it's standing room only.
Look, if you're Mission Ballroom, come on, man. Put in some recliners over there.
Yes.
All right. You got the Fray. 7:35. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jamie?
Well, I feel a little bad for Carson.
Why?
Because you weren't listening to him. And he was trying to so desperately tell you, I'm going to the game on Saturday.
Oh, I heard him. He's going to St. Louis.
No, yeah. I know, but you kept saying, like, you should be there. And he kept saying, like, I'm going on Friday. I'm going on Friday.
Yeah, I know.
It was like a little puppy. He's like trying to, but Dad, I am going on Friday.
All right, I apologize. Yeah, I know you're going Sunday. I was just talking about Chicago.
Friday. He's going Friday till Sunday. He's coming back Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy. It should be a good trip.
Dad, I am going to a game.
Oh, well. Oh,
so
well.
It was just sad listening to me. Yeah.
Are you still going to opening day?
I am. Yeah.
You are?
I am.
Yeah. Yep. So you got your plans. You're all going down
all
there.
Going
to spend the night downtown.
Yep.
The whole works, right?
Yep.
I think you're going to be pretty good for the game. I think it's going to work out for you.
Well, it was funny because we were talking about Kabas and Mike. I was like, it's just... I don't know what's happening. Is if we've all grown or something, but I look at Kabasman Mike and I'm like, are you going to go down there? Because he always goes. He's like, it's going to be way too cold for me. And I'm like, what? You're like Mr. Like, he goes jogging at, you know, 4 a.m. or whatever, whenever it's like 3 degrees. Nah, I'm not in that stadium. It's going to be too cold.
He's going to go all the way down there to do the party part of it.
Yeah.
But he's not going to go inside. And he's got tickets. He can easily go to the game.
Yeah, that blows my mind a little bit.
Just go in and get the opening ceremony and the pageantry,
yes,
you know.
The pageantry.
Grab that stuff. And then once the first pitch is thrown, you can get the heck out of there,
exactly.
Right? Or first snowflake comes down.
Yeah. Did you hear that it's going to snow?
Yeah. Oh, they're ramping it up now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A little bit more so than normal.
Really?
Yeah, I think it could get snowed out.
What? Yep. I have an outfit.
No. Not the game being snowed out as far as before it starts. I think after they start, somewhere around the fourth or fifth inning, they could have a problem.
BJ, there's an outfit.
I know.
And this year, though, what's great is because one year when I was really, really, really beefy, BJ called me Barney. And this year you can't call me Barney.
You were all purple.
And really beefy.
Yeah,
really beefy.
Well, I won't go that far, but you were
pretty beefy.
Larger than today.
And thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, if you got tickets to the game tomorrow, you're gonna have a great time down there. It's always a celebration for opening day, right?
Yep, it's so much fun.
And you got the Oakland A's. Now we can beat them. They're terrible too.
Great chance of winning.
Is there? I don't know anything about it.
They're a horrible team.
Yeah.
We could actually win the game. So we've got a lot of good things going on down there. Now, there's a party down there, too. Our sister station's throwing a party at 22nd and Blake, I think it is, right? 22nd, something like that, right?
I don't know. We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
We had the Belco people here to do a ribbon cutting ceremony yesterday. And man, oh man, did I eat.
Yeah. I was worried about my semi-glutide. I don't think it's working.
They had some, I don't know what the tacos, where they were from, some Rio place. Not the Rio, but yeah. Something else Rio. But they were delicious. I had six.
Yeah, they were really good.
And we had the queso. Oh, that was the best part right there.
Are you guys hungry?
Yeah. I just want to do a shout out to Jenna and the crew that came in here yesterday from Belco. Shelby.
Yeah.
It's Belco that paid for our brand new studios, which we're broadcasting from, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
They're fun, too.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be stuffy.
Yeah, they had a good time.
They were really fun. Yeah. I like them.
And I think they thought we'd be a good time, too, because they took the rest of the day off.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I asked him, I said, are you guys coming here now? Do you have to go back to work? No, we'd have to go back to work. Let's turn it up a notch.
Well, I don't know about turning it up. Like, it was crazy with our Sprites and our our nachos. Woo!
And our Coke Zero.
Yeah.
A couple of Trulies in there.
Yeah.
Couple of Trulies. Right? All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show again, 7:35 to win the Frey tickets. And you can get your hands on them coming up this morning. Hang on.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to love somebody. Hey, Morgan Wallen. Man, he's a smart feller. We had this whole discussion about this yesterday. Now we're wondering if that whole SNL thing was a bigger picture. All right, so let me explain why. Because, you know, after he walked off Saturday Night Live, what he did is he put up a little thing of his private jet looking out the window, and it said, I want to get back to God's country, right? Something like that.
Get me back to God's country.
Get me back to God's country. And everybody's like, oh, man, Morgan doesn't like the big city. He wants to be back in Nashville.
Yeah, he wants
to be back in God's country.
Yeah.
Country. Well, guess what? Yesterday he came out with a whole line of merchandise.
With that saying on
yep,
it.
Yep, yep, yep. So,
you got to admit, well planned, man.
So well planned.
Yeah.
Right? We were all talking about that. Like, was that already planned? Like, did you know that you, because this catchphrase is going to take off and it's going to become a staple and it's going to be like a tour and it's going to be a whole thing. And it's his catchphrase now. But could you be that smart to already know your catchphrase?
Well, it's not like it's a phrase that's not been used before. You know, I mean,
but
what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. It says,
but you just adapted. You grabbed it.
Because God's country has always been a thing. But
yeah.
Get me too is added to it.
Yeah. And you know, with his fans, that's going to be a hit.
Yeah. You were looking at buying a hat.
I mean, all right. So the t-shirts and the hats, I will say, because the get me back is so small and it just says primarily God's country.
Yeah.
And for $45 for a t-shirt. And a hat. So each is $45. That's insane.
Yeah.
For a t-shirt.
You thought about it first.
I did. Because I will say the hats are pretty cool. They're trucker hats. So they do look good.
And plus you can get 20% off your order right now.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sold.
He's going to sell millions.
Oh, my God.
Millions.
I mean, it's
as
brilliant.
As big as he is right now.
Yeah, so he posted a photo of private jet with the caption, "Get me to God's country," on his Instagram story. And then happened to... Several days later, he responded to the controversy and launched a line of merchandise with the catchphrase plastered on t-shirts, hats. They're priced, like Carson said, at $45. So a lot of people loved them and bought them. And I wouldn't be shocked if they sell out, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Did you see speaking of which, Meghan Markle's crap sold out in an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of controversy on that, though.
What is it?
That her friends bought it. There was two things. There's two angles. It's one of the stories this morning that she, her friends bought it up, and that it was a very limited short supply just so it would sell out in order to create the illusion that everybody wants the jam, man.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah. You know, it's like Girl Scout cookies. All my mom's friends bought them, everything.
Here's the headline. Okay. And just to verify my story there, I didn't make it up.
Who really bought Meghan's sold-out jam? ? Fans raise questions as it's revealed her famous pals snapped up all the stock. Well, Kris Jenner got a freebie. What? Oh, no, the controversy.
She didn't have to buy her.
Yeah, she didn't have to.
Jam on the house.
Well, that's actually one of the episodes is that one of her friends is like, did you send jam to everybody? And she's like, no, I only sent it to my special friends. And she's like, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, and she even like wrote down that it was like a limited number. It was like one of 12.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like she's doing like art pieces.
And when you read into the story, it says in there that it was a very limited supply, like 2 cases probably.
Aha!
Yeah, and that sells out quick because your friends bought it. And so all of a sudden there's a demand.
It's called a curated collection.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Very fancy.
I don't have that at my house.
Curated collections?
No. Nope. Mm. I just have Smuckers. And if it's Smuckers, it's got to be good.
What did we learn, Carson, the difference between jam and jelly?
So it's the mixture between the fruit part of it and the sugar part of it. So the jam actually has to be equal parts.
Aha.
Jelly is not equal parts. So that's why it's jam, not jelly.
That's a fun little the more you know thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What about preserves?
Uh-oh.
No, that was. No, so that was the preserves. So it was the preserves versus the jam.
What about jelly?
Not the jelly. Jelly is the same thing as jam.
No, it's
what?
Not.
Yeah.
Preserves.
Jelly and jam are not the same.
Yeah, because jam don't... jelly shakes and jam doesn't, right?
No, they're not the same, though.
Yeah. No, but he's saying he's saying that the catchphrase for that is...
Yeah. It must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, it's... Yeah. All right, anyway, but 2 hours later, she posted a beaming snap advising fans that her stock was so popular it had already sold out.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway, I'll put that over there. It's fantastic. Jean-Claude Van Damme accused of having relations with trafficked women. Man, he's always... It seems like... First of all, a lot of you probably don't even know who Jean-Claude Van Damme is. He used to be like an action star. I think he's like about 100 now. But he's always in trouble, it seems like. And he's in Romania.
He's known for like roundhouse kicks and doing the splits.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Mount.
But what was that show that he was like? Didn't he have a series? Not show, but movies?
Yeah, he was... I don't remember what character he was, but he was the same one every time.
Yeah. And he was in Street Fighter, wasn't he?
I think he was in one of them, yeah.
Mm. And then he married that woman who was like, everybody loved her, and she was really sexy and hot and everything, and then she got all fat. Anyway, that's a shame. All right, Teddy Mellencamp. This is so sad. Teddy Mellencamp is the daughter of John Cougar Mellencamp, and she's also on was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She had a tumor removed from her brain in Canada, and now she gives us an update. Here it is, number one.
I kind of thought that I had already beaten it. And then a couple days later, I found out I had 4 more tumors. So there's so many different highs and lows. And yeah, but I've learned a lot. But anybody that knows me knows like I'm not still in bed at 8:25 a.m., but I am today. I've learned to listen to my body. And if I need sleep, I'm gonna sleep. My appointment's not till this afternoon. I don't even go back to work till next week. I'm just thinking about all the goals that I have for the future, for myself and my kids.
It's really sad. She did an interview where she just did a recent interview where they, you know, she was saying they got all the cancer out of her brain and all this stuff. And then right after that interview, she was told that she had 4 more tumors.
You know, let me ask you a question, because I had a friend down in Miami that went into the hospital, and he documented every day that he was there all the way up until the end. The end. I don't think I'd do that. I mean, for her, I understand. I'm not talking about her because she's a celebrity and blah, blah, blah. And people want to know, maybe her publicist. Get that out of the way. There are people that do that. And I don't know if I'd do that.
I don't know either, but my friend Patrick, he's doing the same thing right now, and he's documenting it.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and you know, I love him. And he said, I'm documenting this because I want my kids, because he has little kids too. And he said, I want my little kids to see my journey and know what happened, because they won't be aware of, you know,
right,
when they're older, they might have questions. So that's why he's doing it. But he's doing it every single day.
Yeah, my friend did.
He walks down the sidewalk and he just films himself.
I understand if you're doing it and you've got it on your phone for your family, But I don't know if I'd put it on social media is what I'm saying.
I guess I don't know what I would do.
I don't know either. Yeah. And I'm not condemning the people that do it. I'm just saying for me personally, I don't know if I would go that route.
Charlie Sheen was on Denise Richards' show. I know this is crazy, but Denise Richards has a, it's only 30 minutes. It's a reality show. It's right after some of the Real Housewives. It's on Bravo, and it's her and her three daughters and her husband, and it's wacky. That one daughter, she makes so much money on TikTok. I mean, not TikTok, OnlyFans. It's insane. I forgot her name. But anyway, Charlie Sheen was on it. And I was like, wow, there's Charlie Sheen. Because if you remember, Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen had two daughters together. And they're sitting at a table. And Charlie doesn't sound the same. He doesn't sound like this, like no tiger kid. Blood.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah.
Oh.
So here he is on the show.
I'm going to get my soup to go. Wait, there's carrots in this too. Wow, I hit the, jackpot in this place.
They're boiled. You're okay with those.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
I'm so glad we all had dinner.
I am too. Thank you. This is great.
We should do it more often.
Okay.
People would think we're f-ing nuts saying that.
Why is that?
Because you're a superstar, Charlie Sheen.
You're a superstar too. You guys are both.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm scared of being famous. I'm scared of what people have to say.
Don't read anything. Don't read anything about it, because if you don't read it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Mm.
And then she goes on to say, and this is kind of funny, Denise does a little cameo and she goes, you know, it's funny that he says, don't read anything. If it does, if you don't read it, it doesn't exist. And then they show all the things that he tweeted about Denise when they were going through the divorce. He called her some really bad names.
Jerry had some dark times
didn't he? Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
He sure did. Tiger blood.
He's a great actor. When he's playing himself on TV, that is. But I don't know if he could do movies that well. But he really went through some crazy stuff.
He absolutely did.
Remember that
did.
Tour that he did?
Yeah.
It was wild.
Was it called the Tiger Blood Tour or something?
Yeah, something like that. He used tiger blood.
A lot. That was nuts. And then, you know, Sean was our old producer. He got picked as a finalist to be one of his personal assistants.
No way. Oh, my God. That'd be crazy.
Wouldn't it? What was the name of the tour?
My Violent Torpedo of Truth / Defeat is Not an Option.
Wow.
Yeah. Sean could have probably ran with him.
That's crazy.
But it worked out.
I remember when he did that tour. That was nuts. Yeah, but Charlie Sheen's like, I can't believe I'm on a reality show. I've never done one of these. He's like kind of disappointed at himself, you know, that he did it.
Like it's come to this.
Yeah. My friend Kyle, he actually has a happy birthday message from him from, what's that thing?
Cameo.
From Cameo. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that Charlie Sheen is so bored, he goes on for like 5 minutes.
That's all he's got to do, right?
Yeah, that's all he had to do. Nothing but time. Yeah.
I don't think this guy's worked in, 10 years?
I know. He just takes the residuals from 2.5 men.
I know.
Yeah, he makes millions off of that show. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, TikTok. The clock is ticking. TikTok. Is TikTok going to be around after Saturday? Jamie says she has the full scoop.
Oh, I do.
I can't wait to hear
that. I got it all.
All right, so they either have to sell it or it's going to get banned. We don't know, but Jamie knows, and it's next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. It's a little cloudy out there, and I think we're going to get rain later on, but we got snow in the forecast over the next 24, 48 hours. And opening day is tomorrow, but no problem.
I don't know why, because I'm not registered to Genesee, but the Weather Channel keeps sending me notifications that says, Genesee, heavy snow.
Really?
Yeah, and it tells me the dates and the times. I'm like, that's not my zip code.
I think if you're in the Castle Rock area or even just north of there, Castle Pines, that area, you're looking at 2 to 4 inches by Saturday.
But Genesee is I-70, right?
Yeah,
it's
Evergreen. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how much they're going to get, because I keep getting notifications. Heavy snow.
5 to 6 inches, they said.
And what about north?
North, very little.
Very little.
Very little to the north. Right. It's mostly to the south and to the west of town to get some snow this weekend.
Gotcha.
But it's supposed to start during the game tomorrow. I don't know, somewhere midway through the game. But they'll get started down there tomorrow.
So now, is your wife going to buy the Vietnam ETF index?
I don't even know how I explain it to her, because I don't even know how to explain it to myself. So my phone, I cannot turn off. And Carson's going to tell me, because he's looked it up.
Yeah.
But on the messages, everything I say goes into a message.
Right.
And then if I hit it, whatever message is open, then that's who it goes to.
His
right?
little microphone is stuck on.
Yeah,
and
voice
I
dictation.
Watched him because he tried to turn it off and I tried to help him with it too. And he's not wrong. His microphone is stuck in the on position.
I go into settings, Jamie, and I look at everything that has to do with the microphone and I turn it off, including Siri.
So
everything.
Read what you said to Lisa just now.
So I was conversing with her this morning about some stairs that our construction guy was going to put in, but he returned, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He called me last night. So I wrote her, and I said, Rigo called last night, and the stairs, I think he returned them, but I'm going to have to check. By the way, Vietnam stock right now, we should have bought because it's up 12% this morning. I missed a golden opportunity. She writes back, what? See, Jamie was talking about stock while I'm texting about Rigo, the construction
right,
guy.
I'm telling
and
Carson
so all
about
of
this.
It went into my text that I sent to her. And now she's going, what? You should have bought who? What? When? But I can't turn it off.
I
feel like such a tech dummy.
And she probably thinks that you have a whole E-Trade account behind her back or something.
Making moves.
Yeah.
Oh, look. It just said turn off.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
Because I just said, oh, see, it's talking right now.
It's, yeah.
As I talk,
that's
again.
Scary.
It's still going.
We got a message from our friend Sarah, and it was just rambling like that one. And we're like, Sarah, are you drinking? Like, what is going on? And hers also did the same thing. It got stuck on.
Yeah. Now, how does it say you turn it off?
Okay. So it's super simple. And I've never looked this up and didn't even know how to do it because I've never had to turn it off.
Yeah.
But you go to settings, general, keyboard, and then toggle off the enable dictation.
Oh, it's called.
Yeah.
Say, they never call it what it really is. Instead, they never say little microphone in corner. No, it's the enable dictation. Shut it off.
Yeah.
You say you've never had to turn it off. You don't have this problem? Everything you say goes on to a text?
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I think it's just you.
Only when I hit the microphone.
I've never experienced that problem either. Yeah.
You're the lucky
Why
guy.
Me? It's a new phone.
Yeah. This would happen to you, though.
All right, let's get to TikTok because Jamie White knows everything about it, man. All right,
I do.
Let me set it up for you, okay? TikTok got to be sold by Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah.
If not, government says it's going to shut her down. But a lot of people out there saying they're going to buy this thing. Now, what came forward yesterday was Amazon. Jeff Bezos. Let me play that for you first.
The TikTok saga continues. Now, Amazon has put in a last-minute bid to buy TikTok. This according to a Trump administration official who was not authorized to comment publicly. That official said the Amazon offer was made in a letter to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. A U.S. ban on the platform.
All right, I'm bored. Okay, so Amazon says, hey, we're interested. All right, Jamie, what do you got?
Okay, so there's like three different little legs of this. Number one, China doesn't have a broker over there. So Amazon just told J.D. Vance, like, hey, we want to buy it. And J.D.'s like, cool. But we're not talking to anybody over there.
Yeah. So it means nothing.
Right.
Because you're not talking to the guy that owns it.
Exactly.
Right.
We're just telling the vice president, we'd like to buy it.
That's like me talking to Schmidl about buying your car, Jamie.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's got nothing to say about it. Right.
Because so basically you're J.D. Vance going, okay, sounds good.
You want to buy Jamie's car? Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you the money, Schmidl, for my car.
So that was the first thing that they said. I was watching like The Final Bell or Real Money or one of those shows. And they're like, they're not even talking. They're just telling JD, and he's like, okay, he said, yay. And so we don't have a broker.
So there's nothing to that one.
Yeah, because
for the most part.
We don't have a broker on that side.
Right. I mean, there could be down the road, but right now there's nothing.
But they're also saying Oracle wants it, okay? And Blackstone wants it.
That's that Larry guy, right?
Yeah.
That Larry, whatever,
Eldridge.
Yeah.
So he wants it. Blackstone wants it. But here's the thing. There's two sections of it. There's the whole entire app, which would go for like $225 billion.
Yes.
Or there's just the U.S. app or side of it,
right,
which they say will be about $70 billion.
I think what they'll do is split it up. I think there will be a U.S. side that will be bought, and it will be restricted, governed, whatever. And I think the app itself will continue the way it is throughout the rest of the world.
Right. And so, but here's what happened. Yesterday, those reciprocal tariffs went down.
Yeah.
So now China has a total because there was already a 20% tariff on them, and now they added 34%. They have a total of 54% tariff, and they're mad.
Yeah.
They're real mad, so they're saying that they might use TikTok as a bargaining chip.
Oh, yeah. That would be smart.
Yeah. I could see that happening. If that happens as a bargaining chip, then there's a good chance it gets shut down on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could, because this bargaining thing could go on for weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if that's going to be one of your chips, you don't let it continue to run. You shut her down.
Yeah.
Right?
So everybody's mad.
Yeah.
I agree. Because if it's just a matter of them selling off the U.S. portion to, I mean, they're still going to get paid $70 billion right. for the U.S. portion. So it's like, sweet, I'd rather make money off something than not make money off something. And then the app just continues. If it's simple as that, I feel like there's no deal. But, yeah, the tariffs change it.
So they said they'll either use it as a bargaining chip or they're so mad at us right now that they might just go, I'm not playing.
Yeah. We'll show you, your precious TikTok is going away.
Who knows? I don't use TikTok, but millions of people do, man. All
around the
world.
Well, they were talking
about
the revenue that it generates and all this money.
TikTok shop is crazy.
It still makes me crazy we can't make our own U.S. TikTok.
Yeah. And Spadil and I were talking about this morning with Carson, that, you know, if I'm TikTok, I don't sell the worldwide.
No.
To the U.S. I don't sell it because it's worth too much outside of the U.S.
Yeah, and the Why company that owns it, ByteDance, has never publicly changed their position that they're going to sell it. They've always said we're going to hold on to
it. But they would rather make money than not make money off of it.
It depends on if you're going to make more money keeping it and selling it or, you know, whatever.
I actually wrote my kid and I said, TikTok. Write the code. TikTok.
Yeah.
Save it. No. Save it for the U.S.
But the tariff thing changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if it's a bargaining chip, there's a chance that it won't even be sold to somebody in the U.S. and there will be no U.S. version of it.
And you'll be so sad, Carson.
I don't even want to think about it. It's going to ruin my weekend. It's going to ruin possibly my life.
Yeah.
And think if you have e-commerce on there and you're making a buttload of money.
And there's a ton of people that, like, literally, all they do is they're micro influencers. All they do is just sell stuff through TikTok Shop with codes and stuff. It's crazy.
Yes, wow, what a scene.
I know, right?
That could get ugly.
Oh,
right?
No, we might not be able to see his TikToks.
Oh, no.
Say it as it's out.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show coming up at 7:35 this morning. We have the Frey tickets to give away. You're going to see them at Mission Ballroom. And 7:35, mark that down. Coming up. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, that's a really good song. I like that messy.
I love
messy,
that song too.
Messy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios right here, Denver, Colorado. Don't forget the Odyssey app. You can hear our podcast after the program today. There is snow in the forecast, but I got a story here, and I meant to bring it up yesterday, and I know Carson brought it up to you, Jamie. You're not familiar with this Deion Sanders' son, Shiloh, having to return the Mercedes?
He's behind on his payments, right?
$6,900 a month.
For a car?
For a Mercedes. His payments.
What?
His payments are $6,877 a month.
For a car?
The balance currently on the car, a Mercedes.
Was it a Maybach or something?
I don't know. They don't say. They don't say. The current balance that he owes on it is $97,239.
What is his interest rate?
The retail value where he bought it at was $135,000. It's a $135,000 car.
So he's made some payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't be a $6,000. I mean, you can get, I'm not going to go into what you can get a loan for and how much it costs, but that is, are you sure it's not $690?
Why are you not buying the car outright? Your dad just signed the contract for $54 million.
And we're sure it's $6,000.
Have him finance it, and you pay him. That's according to the story.
That's $2 million house.
I know. $6,900 is the payment.
Oh my
they say
God.
He's several months behind now. He filed for bankruptcy in October of 2023. Now, keep in mind, this kid's in college.
God.
He's still in college. Yep. He filed for bankruptcy in October of 2023. This is Shiloh Sanders, Deion's son, in an attempt to clear up $11 million in debt.
What is he buying?
How are you in college and you've got $11 million? You live at home.
Yeah, that is...
with your very rich dad.
That is crazy.
There's some bad parenting going on
here.
Yeah,
there is. Yeah. I thought that Dion had it together and made everybody responsible.
I really think that something like this is a reflection on the parents. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, for an example, your son does very well in his money management. He's very smart about it. He would never be in debt like this, or even close to it, because you've taught him, right?
Right.
There's a parent's obligation to pass along very important information when it comes
that
to financials, right?
Crazy.
I'm right on that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking into it, and it says, so it's a little deceiving, but what I think is going on is that he's behind so far $6,877.
Oh, it's not per month?
So that's total. No, it's not per month, but
thank God.
In monthly payments, right?
Yeah, but
if you totaled them up, is what you're saying.
In his monthly payments,
right.
He's passed
well, this
due
is written
to that.
Okay,
because I was like, that's a $2 million house loan.
Yeah.
But let me go back to this. You're in college.
Yeah.
And you've got $11 million in debt?
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
Did he buy an apartment complex or something?
As far as I know, Jimmy's always lived at home with his dad.
Too. That is weird.
This says that he got in some sort of altercation with a man named Darjean, who was a security guard at the school that he went to high school to, and he hit this dude, and he owes him money now.
Oh, he sued him?
Yeah.
Oh.
For $11 million?
That's what it says.
And
yeah,
so
that's a USA Today story.
So did he file bankruptcy to get out of the payment?
Exactly.
Because that would put you in a hole if he got sued for $11 million.
Yeah, he filed bankruptcy to get out of paying this dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'd be mad. And then he's driving a Mercedes. I'd be like, if I'm that security guard, I'm like, you owe me money.
Yeah, this says that he won in civil court, and the default judgment against him was $11.89 million.
Wow.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Wow, me either. And I didn't think that you could still live that lifestyle if you filed bankruptcy.
They take
everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, my girlfriend filed bankruptcy. They wanted her rings.
Oh, yeah. And he gets NIL money. So, yeah. And that's that whole college paid for thing. All that should be going to this guy here that he owes $11 million, right? Because the court seizes everything from you.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, I can't carry my Louis Vuitton anymore. I'm like, why? She's like, if the bankruptcy judge sees it,
they'll take it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though? You're an 18-year-old and you're already down $11 million to some dude.
Well, here's what I don't understand, right? Okay, so the bank filed a motion or whatever to ask for the money. If it's you and me and we owe that money, they just come with a wrecker and they grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give us some time to think about it.
$6,900 behind. Even on my house, they put a lock on it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's not fair.
No. I feel like shenanigans are going on here with the Sanders boys.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Tomorrow's opening day. A lot of people hanging on to tickets going down to the ballpark tomorrow. The Rockies come home. I don't think they're doing so well, but who cares, right? It's all about the pageantry, Jamie.
It is all about the pageantry.
You and your girlfriends are going.
Yep, me dressed as Barney.
Yeah. You're not going to be Barney. You've lost a lot of weight. Well, not a lot of weight. I mean, you've lost weight. I want to mention this because we were going to do it yesterday, but we never got around to it. This real ID thing that's looming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I fully understand this, which is not,
shocking.
Shocking with me. I don't fully understand
anything. The whole show doesn't get anything.
So real ID. Now, I didn't even know this star thing on your driver's license until you told me yesterday.
Schmidl had to tell me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're clueless on this. I guess real ID. Well, I've got a story here.
Okay,
let's play that first,
sorry.
And then you can try to explain it to me.
Starting May 7th, you'll need a real ID to get into government buildings and through airport security. Congress mandated the switch to real ID after 9/11.
Can you see your ID for a second?
The new IDs are more secure and harder to counterfeit. After lengthy delays, the deadline is now just weeks away.
We are told that it's going to happen.
TSA spokesperson Patricia Mancha.
Everybody is responsible for presenting the proper travel documents when they come to the checkpoint.
What happens if people don't have a compliant ID on May 7th?
Well, there's going to be a phased approach of enforcement, but people will experience travel delays.
May 7th, if you don't have a real ID, you go to the airport, can't fly.
So they passed this 20 years ago, and now we just now have to have it?
I don't even get it. I just assumed if you have a driver's license or
bona fide, you know, ID card. It's real.
Makes sense to me, BJ.
Right? Yeah. That's the way I see it, though. I've never even, it's like, okay, you have driver's license, you have this ID, you have a social security card, but you got to have a real ID. Well, I feel like I do.
I know. It's very odd to me because I just got my driver's license replaced, remember, over Christmas, and nobody even mentioned it. And I showed Spadelli, I go, am I real ID? Because I just got this thing. He goes, it's the star in the corner.
All right. Here's what I'm understanding here.
Okay.
I don't have a clue.
Uh-huh.
I learned from you.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue.
Correct.
And you learned from Spadil, who was a college-educated kid.
So
you know,
smart.
Just so
smart. Yeah.
All right, so let's go to Spadil.
Okay, let's do that.
And let's see if he can give us the lowdown.
I will tell you, I just saw him ask ChatGPT, so he's got the whole thing.
All right, well, let's just see what he's learned in the past 3 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right, Spadil.
Well, so they passed this real ID law a long time ago so that it's more compliant with federal standards, not just state standards, right? So there's a... standards that are like just applied
you
across the whole country.
You should have just read the ChatGPT.
Yeah. So this just says a real ID is a driver's license or state ID card that meets federal security standards, allowing use for boarding domestic flights and entering federal facilities.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
I love ChatGPT.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
So you're telling me that there are driver's licenses in Colorado that are out there that do not have a star in the upper right-hand corner.
Well, according to my friend Schmidel, what he told me yesterday is we started Real ID a long time ago before the other states. It's the other states that are like, oh, we should get on board.
I think a lot of the problem is other states and their compliance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
all right.
So everybody just check the corner of your driver's license or your ID, and if it has a star in it, then you're compliant.
Yeah.
And according to this report here, that on May 7th, when the deadline hits, they're still going to give you some leeway.
Oh, they are?
That's what it said. It said they're still going to work toward being compliant.
Okay,
they're going to work with you.
Question.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you, let's say I go to Vegas and I lost my driver's license, right? My real one.
Yeah.
They still going to let me on with my Costco card?
I doubt it.
I would say no.
They do. So I've forgotten my ID before, and TSA asked you like just the craziest questions, like what's your mother's maiden name, what's your dad's birthday, and then they just like go really in depth into your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But it's not real. My Costco card. I don't know if it's real.
You do have a picture on it, though.
I know, right? That's why they use it.
All right. Let me see. This is what they said at the last part of this.
Everybody is responsible for presenting the proper travel documents when they come to the checkpoint.
What happens if people don't have a compliant ID on May 7th?
Well, there's going to be a phased approach of enforcement.
Oh, my God.
It took 20 years to get to here. We're going to have another 20 years of phased approach. Nobody's serious about this,
know,
are
right?
they?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Am I meant to get this to you guys? Oh, shoot. I took a picture of who I was talking about yesterday. There's a guy that I think everybody should follow, but I can't find him, of course. And he was talking to the guy that's married to Selena Gomez.
Benny Blanco.
Yeah, Benny Blanco. The way Benny Blanco comes up with music is insanity. It's absolutely insane. The guy even bought a little piano from a rummage sale or whatever, and it was like $5. And one of the songs that we all hear, you can hear him playing it.
No kidding.
Yeah, because back in the day, it was so poor.
I like those videos.
I know. It's so good. I'll find the name. It's too many pictures that I screenshot it. But anyway, one of the stories is it Kesha that we were talking about yesterday? So he was supposed to have a song ready for Kesha, and it was due the next day, right? So apparently, he took some shrooms. And then one of the producers came up and said, are you working on Kesha's song? Is it done yet? And he said he got so paranoid on these shrooms or whatever, he started running down, like just running down the street, and he hid in bushes for hours.
What?
Yeah.
That reminds me of you at the golf course.
Right?
And remember that day?
Yeah, I do. He hid in the bushes, and then he waited for the guy to go away. He came out. And then he said the next day, so he slept it all off, right? This is whatever his name is, Benny Blanco, and for the song for Kesha. And then what happened is the next day they're like, hey, We need that song. So we had 20 minutes to have it.
And it was like her biggest smash. It was TikTok.
It was. And, and all I did was loop the DJ song, the DJ, right? Yeah. Is it Hey Mr. DJ?
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's just, he just looped it over and over and over.
Can I tell your story?
You can.
Of the bushes?
Yes, you can.
So we go to play golf, and this is over at Inverness, right? We're at Inverness, and you brought your boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
And you guys got the fight.
We did.
On the course, and Jamie, as he's looking at, for his ball, she left him.
I did leave
she
him.
Took the cart and I his did. Clubs and everything.
I did it.
And left.
I did.
And he's out there on the golf course with nothing. He's got nothing. Well, she goes back to the clubhouse, gets all her stuff, throws it in the car, and then hides in the bushes. Waiting for him to come back to see his reaction. So we found her in the bush.
I was in the bushes. You know what his reaction was? Mad.
It was bad. He was very mad.
Yeah, the reaction was mad. Not expecting that one. I thought he'd laugh.
We thought you'd left, but there you were hiding in the bushes.
But he didn't even laugh. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was hysterical.
Some people don't have any sense of humor.
I did that day. I thought, man, oh man.
That's funny.
This is ugly.
Does he cuss in that, Schmidl?
I didn't see any curse words. I was watching the closed caption.
Okay, well, have your finger ready. I'm going to play Benny Blanco, that guy.
Yeah.
What he actually said about the story. Okay, here it is.
When we did Kesha's We Are Who We Are, we made the song, and they were like, we need to put that song out in like 4 days. The day we were going to finish it, we were all like, oh, let's take edibles. The edible hit me so hard that I remember walking out, and the assistant looked at me, and he was like, you don't look so good. And everything was like in slow motion, and he was like, hey. And I was just like, and I like didn't know who I was. I got so freaked out that I ran and hid in the bushes and started crying. I sleep for like 24 hours. And then I had 30 minutes to finish the song. So the bridge is literally just DJ Turn It Up a million times in a row.
DJ Turn It Up.
And people loved it. And people have no idea because it's kind of like gets you pumped.
Isn't that great? And that was her biggest song ever. Yeah. And he made it literally, he said in 30 minutes.
That's wild.
She shows, we'll buy anything.
I know, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, the public will buy anything.
I know it's Masters time, which means that BJ will leave us soon.
Next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah, next Thursday.
My apologies. So I'm trying to find little tidbits of news stories that he'll be interested in because the Masters are coming up. It's a huge golf tournament. It's where they wear that green stupid ass jacket and go, yeah, I won, and here's my jacket. I don't know. It's a thing. It's been going on for 88 years, so it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Well, it's there's thing. This guy, and his name is like Rory McIlroy, and he's real, real good, and he's Irish, I believe. And he says his wrist hurts. Owie, my wrist hurts.
Well, he plays a lot, Jamie.
I know.
Well, but it does hurt.
But the producer of Full Swing, we love that show. Even Carson doesn't even play golf, but he loves Full Swing as
I'm
well.
I'm obsessed with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so good. So he's calling BS.
Yeah, I don't know why he would do that. I mean, if Rory says it hurts, it hurts.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Rory McIlroy faces accusations over Masters injury admission. The guy says, I'm not buying it. He put on his thing.
You know,
I
hate people like that. You guys are like that. When I call in and say my back hurts, you guys, you make fun of it. You're always doing stuff to me, and you're just claiming that I don't want to be at work. When I would not miss work if my back didn't hurt.
It was
you know
so
that.
Dramatic.
It doesn't matter. But you got to make sure people realize that it happens.
But we know you.
Yeah.
We know.
That's why you,
you
shouldn't. That's
but
why you shouldn't second guess me. You
was
know me.
So old. Over the top.
Yeah.
Listen.
You know when you're
here it is.
Well, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back. I told Mike about yesterday.
Pain that day.
Barry's walking, standing up.
You know what? That's Rory right there. My wrist is killing me. I can't do this.
And you know why we know it was over the top? Because listen. You made a video. You never... make videos.
Ever,
this was just
ever.
A send off.
You know, I didn't even know he knew how to make a video.
BJ does not miss work. If I call you and tell you my back's hurting, I can't make it in, then you know. And I believe Rory McIlroy.
But you made extra sound effects.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen.
I'm a performer. I'm a performer. You know that. Award-winning performer. That's me.
Well, they're saying that it's so over the top because he's already at the Masters now, and his trainer showed up and they're really going to work on some stuff.
Something else that came out with the Masters yesterday is that the menu list. You know how they keep everything at a low price?
Yeah.
Well, they had all the stuff on there. I think they left off the barbecue pork this year and people are irate over that. But they took away all alcohol.
Oh, there's no alcohol at the Masters?
Well, there's nothing on the menu. So now the question out there is, the Masters will be alcohol-free?
No.
There's no way.
Maybe they're getting like nervous because of what happens at Waste Management. I think,
you're right. You're right, because they're known for three different beers, they say, that's on site.
Yeah.
And they were left off the menu yesterday.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? But I don't think that place is a Waste Management. It would affect a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it affects a lot of people there, too. That's Spadil playing around.
That was Daily Mail, sorry.
Oh, I was like, what is going on? I'm like,
yeah, he's in there tinkering.
Hey, Tinker. Hey.
What's up?
And then finally for you, I feel sorry. I know this is going to be hard for me to say because I don't usually. I feel bad for Khloe Kardashian.
Why?
Because she said, I can top anybody's life if they have problems.
Yeah.
And then her hairdresser's like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, for example, if somebody says, how's your dad? And I go, well, one's dead. The other one's a woman.
Oh, my God.
And then they say, how's your husband? Well, he almost died in a brothel.
Oh, my.
She has had a life, huh?
Oh, she's the one that was married to Lamar?
Yeah.
That was a bad scene.
Yeah.
He's on that stretcher, his feet hanging off because he's 7'2".
Yeah.
They don't have a stretcher that big.
Yeah. I mean, that is hard to say. Like, why'd you guys get a divorce? He almost died in a brothel.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah,
there.
It is.
Yeah. That's certain places you don't want to kick the bucket, man. A brothel's one of them. No,
that
I'm serious.
Is true.
I'm serious. True. I wouldn't want to be in a massage parlor up on Colfax and die.
Yeah.
That'd be ugly.
Do they have massage parlors on Colfax?
I'm assuming.
Good answer. All right, there you go, Double Trash.
Right. I was going to say yes. Are you kidding?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. Also, the Odyssey app is free for your phone. Put that on your phone. Easy to do. And you can listen to the podcast after the program. Have we ever talked about that ordinance in North Glen where they're banning the number of pets you can have or limiting? Do you remember this?
No. I don't think so.
It takes effect this year. You're only allowed 4 pets at North Glen. And if you get more than 4 and they find out, they come and take them away from you.
Does that include fish?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question.
It says a new limit on number of dogs and cats.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got 4 goldfish, you're fine.
Okay.
You're not. There's no limit on the goldfish.
Yeah, because an aquarium has usually more than 4. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little pushy, isn't it?
Why? I don't even get this.
All right, listen.
Okay. North Glen is limiting how many pets people can have. It will be narrowed down to 4 starting in August. This new ordinance means if you live there, you can have up to 4 dogs, 4 cats, or a combination, totaling no more than 4. The city says it's making the change in response to complaints about noise and waste in some of their neighborhoods. If somebody already has more than that, they can apply to get an exemption. The city points out other cities and towns in Adams County have limits on pets. Commerce City allows no more than 4, same with Thornton. Aurora's less strict, allowing up to 4 dogs, 5 cats, 3 ferrets, and 2 rabbits.
Oh man, Aurora, you're rebels.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, me either.
I had 6 at one time.
I know you did.
I had 4 dogs and 2 cats.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that 4 should be a limit, honestly.
Really?
Can you handle more than 4 if you don't live on a farm?
That's
a lot of crap in your house.
Yeah, but if you've got small dogs, maybe it's not so bad. Or 2, let's say you have 3 small dogs and 2 cats. Then you're over the limit. They come to your house and you got to point the one you want to get rid of.
Yeah, but are they really going to know about the 2 cats? Because you don't take them outside to poop.
I don't know. I guess somebody
could
turn you in.
Someone's going to have to turn you in.
Yeah. But somebody could turn you in, I guess. I had no idea those laws were in effect here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. It just seems a little bit overbearing to me.
But we have this neighbor that has 3 golden retrievers, and they bark all the time. and they just bark with each other, you know? It's like, arf, arf, arf. Oh, you said something, arf. It's like, shut up.
They just egg each other on.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And as it said in that story there, I guess these rules and regulations are all over the city. I mean, I had no idea.
I don't know how you guys live with, when you did, I don't know how you lived with all those animals.
I wouldn't do it again.
That must have been a zoo.
I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
No, it's, I can't sit here and say, oh, it was wonderful. No, it was not. It was not.
Right?
Keeping up with the dogs, keeping up with the two cats, it was.
Yeah.
And the cats, you know, take care of themselves right. for the most part. But you still got to clean up after them,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then to have four, I'd never do it again.
Because that, wasn't it just loud yeah. all the time?
Yeah, and if, like you said, if you're on a farm, if you're yeah. up there in, you know, Summit County somewhere, you got six dogs, no problem.
We always go with Weld, BJ.
Weld County. Let's go with Greeley. You folks in Greeley, you can handle
there
it.
You, go.
You can handle it. And Littleton, not so much. Not so much. No, it was miserable.
Yeah,
it really was.
And it seemed like there'd be so much crap in your yard.
And now I've only got two dogs and it feels like too much.
You know, you can hire a service that'll scoop up all your poop.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What?
No, I know you can. I see them in the neighborhood.
Because I just have this visual. I feel like there's stuff going on back there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Stuff going on.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it's 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Man, this week has gone by fast.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Have you noticed that?
That is just creepy.
What?
Because I thought today was Wednesday.
I did, too.
You did?
When I woke up this morning.
Yeah. That is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why
sure
that is.
Did. Okay. And then I got here this morning and, you know, realizing it's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's like, man, some weeks are so slow.
They are slow.
But, man, this week has flown by. I don't know if it's because it's opening, you know, opening
Maybe.
Day down at the ballpark.
It feels like something's going on. It's exciting.
It's sizzling right by.
Baseball
Speaking of opening day, tomorrow, first pitch, 110 at Coors Field. I got to tell you. Of all the ballparks I've ever been to.
It's 210, BJ.
210?
Yeah,
210. 210 tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
For the ball game. Coors Field may be the best field I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's
that
nice,
That place
isn't
is
it?
Sweet.
It is sweet.
I don't know who came up with the idea to do the bricks, but the bricks are awesome.
Yeah.
It's great down there.
Looks like authentic old-time, you know, baseball field.
It does.
Yeah.
It's got that feel to it. So tomorrow, 210, right? First pitch.
Well, somebody texted that. Should we believe them?
No, I just checked it.
I have no idea.
I checked it before I said anything.
Okay,
it's 210.
Right.
Well, you're going to the game.
I am. But
I assumed
we're going
one,
right after the show.
I assumed 110 because the party for our sister station is from 11 to 1.
Gotcha. And that
so
would
I
make
thought,
sense.
Okay, then yeah. you walk across the street. 10 minutes later, they throw the pitch. But
that
I guess not.
Why? So they're kicking everybody out at 1?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Can't stay here, but you got to get out.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you take the party on up till 2 or
yeah.
all afternoon?
Or, yeah, just the entire afternoon.
Yeah, just do the entire. But no, they're doing 11 to 1 That's for their party.
Whack-a-doodle-doo.
Then you got to hit the door.
Yeah. Bye.
Get the hell out of here. So you're going to the game tomorrow.
I am,
you and
yes.
the girls are going to stay downtown.
Yep.
Man, that's trouble.
Yep.
How many girls?
Well, no, it's also boys, too.
Okay.
Girls.
And, oh, girls and couples.
There's girls. And, well, some of them aren't couples. Some of them are single, and some of them are couples. And so, you know, it's...
Smorgasbord.
It's a mixed bag.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. And so, what? And so...
What are the arrangements like? I mean, do you have one room everybody's piling up in, or what?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Have you ever heard of an orgy?
That's the after party.
You got an extra ticket? No, Spadil wants to go. No.
Right.
Yeah, Spadil wanted to go.
Yeah, so that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown, the vibe down there on opening day is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
it's
I've
so
never
fun.
Been.
I can't believe you've ever. I know I already said that. I'm a broken record, but the fact that you've never gone.
I've never been.
You're like Mr. Colorado.
I will say this. I've never been to the game. I've been down there on opening day because our radio station used to do different parties down there.
Okay, that's fair
enough. We'd have all this
that
theme
counts.
Stuff. So I would go down there and maybe watch a couple of innings on the big screen television and get the hell out of there.
That's like going. I mean,
yeah, but I've never been in the ballpark for the flyover and all the pageantry that takes place.
And don't forget my biggest pet peeve.
What's
biggest pet peeve.
I know.
Yeah.
Onions.
It's that time of year, the trough of disgustness.
And it's so gross.
It's so gross. And everybody drops their I know.
Delicious.
They drop their spoons in there.
And it's open. It's just open.
It's open. It's got mustard squirt in it.
People are sneezing by it.
It's so nasty. And they
Carson,
so you hold the end of a spoon, right? The plastic spoon to use it to put your onions on. You hold it. And then they drop it in there. That means all those 4 or 5 fingers are in there.
And it's like the tiniest spoon you could ever have. It's like a kid's spoon.
It is.
You can't tell me you've never... Now, I believe Jamie, because I know Jamie, okay? But I also know you. You can't tell me that you've not been at least 5 Trulies deep. And am I on the right path here?
All right,
listen to me. Hey, Spadell, am I right?
Oh, that sounds like
okay.
Carson.
Yeah. You're 5 Trulies deep, and you get yourself a hot dog to just smear all over your face. And you're telling me that you're going to walk by the relish and the onions and all this, and you're not going to get in there because it's too nasty.
I hate onions.
You've done.
I mean, I've done stuff like
You've
that with ketchup. Ketchup all day. If there's a bat of ketchup, I'm digging my face in there.
I just don't understand why they don't do it like the Dodgers. The Dodger dog system is the right kind of system.
You'd think the entire MLB would have that
thing. Yeah, and I even tweeted them. I'm like, follow the Dodgers, man. They got a crank, and it's got a lock on it. So you can't do anything to their onions.
You can't mess with it.
No, it's got a lock on it, and you crank it, and it...
Well... Every year, yeah, I get you, and why they don't have that, I have no idea. But every year, they revamp the menu down there, and this year they've done the same thing, and they have several things that they've really upscaled the ballpark, if you think about it.
Yeah,
they put all these restaurants.
I kind of don't like that part. You know, like when
I never order it.
When they get
if
all
I go,
shishi poo poo, I just need a hot dog and a beer.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Just give me the hot dog. But some of those things that they add to the menu, it doesn't feel ballpark.
They got a brand new like Wazee burger.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's what is that, Schmidel?
It says it's a toasted potato bun, half pound beef patty, sliced cheddar cheese, bacon, boom sauce. Lettuce and a tomato.
Yeah.
Boom.
Give that
boom
to
boom.
Me.
Yeah.
I got some boom boom sauce. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't even want to think. Yeah, I don't either.
Your boom boom sauce.
I don't either. That sounds yucky, to be honest.
All right. If you've got tickets to the game tomorrow, all right, let me give you just what they're saying about the weather. A lot of people asking questions. Hey, is the game going to be snowed out? No, it's not going to be snowed out. They're going to get the first pitch off, but the snow should start maybe third, fourth inning, according to Fox 31, and you will get snow tomorrow. Will it completely snow the game out, later in the game? I doubt it, but you at least get the first pitch in.
Yeah.
You're in.
It's just an experience. Just go no matter what.
Place
I can't believe some of our friends are already canceling.
No kidding.
Yeah, we had 3 cancel. It's going to be too cold.
Debbie Downers.
Well, it's Colorado.
Yeah. Bundle up. It'll be fine.
Oh, my
all right,
gosh.
We'll be right back.
DJ and Jamie.
And I got a reason to bring this up here, Jamie. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you've got a 401k.
Let's not talk about this.
Market's not doing so well today.
Let's not talk about this.
Well, I got a question for you. I'm not going to get in deep. It gets boring.
I wonder if it hurts, like, if you jump out of the 11th story.
I don't know, but I'll push if you want. I mean, I'm here to assist. I'm your friend.
Thank you.
Look,
thank
the market you. Is taking it in the shorts today, okay?
Okay.
I mean, right in the old keister, okay?
All right,
so it's rough out there, folks, okay? Just hang in there. Everything's going to be okay. It'll come back. Don't worry about it. It's all good, good, good. But I do have a question for you. Now, what is it those two terms they use? One's a bull and the other one's a goat or a turd?
A bear.
Bear.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the second one.
Yeah.
I knew it was goat, turd, something like that. But
bull and bear. You want a bull market.
Okay. So today is a bear?
Yes.
Now, a bear is pretty ferocious, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why do they use bear? Why wouldn't they use, like, goat, donkey, something like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
This is very bad.
I'm trying to cheer her up. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, I mean, funny, you know, goat, donkey.
Yeah, this is fun. I couldn't even hear you.
This might do it.
Oh, my God.
Today is National Burrito Day. Now, granted, it falls on a day you can't afford it now. But it is National Burrito Day, which means there are certain places that you can get a free burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure
what app you have to download, what hoops you have to jump through.
You know what that was funny that you said when I heard you talk about being mad about the apps and stuff?
Yeah.
You said, it's just embarrassing to have that app. And I thought, who grabs your phone and looks at all your apps?
My wife and my son. Don't you think it is, though? If you, all right, let's say that you lent me your phone for something, yeah. Okay? Like a few minutes ago, you wanted me to give my phone because you could take that whole voice thing off, okay?
Right.
But if you grabbed my phone and you looked at the front of it, and it had five fast food restaurants on the front page, apps, okay?
Yeah.
Would you look at me like, really? That's you live that life that you have five fast food apps on your phone?
To be honest, I don't think I would care.
I think I'd judge.
I would just think you're hungry all the time.
No, I would judge you. I would judge you because apps.
And not only that, it wouldn't be on your first page. It would be like on your, because I'm looking at what kind of food I have. I have Domino's in here. I have the Domino's app because it's just easy to order a Domino's from my phone, you know?
It's not necessarily that somebody would see the apps on my phone. I would feel bad myself just looking at it and seeing those apps on there.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't want fast food apps on my phone.
Even though you're going to save money if you use them and stuff?
Yeah, because a lot of them you do save
a lot
of money.
He's so rich, he doesn't need it.
No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I bet on the other side of the market that it would crash. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I'm that guy at the craps table that bets against you that you're going to crap out. I got all my money on that.
Yeah,
well,
you did a good job.
Yeah. What is it called? Playing on the dark side? I don't know. Yeah. No, okay. I don't have the apps, but it is National Burrito Day. I know Qdoba, Chipotle, other places also have deals today.
Chipotle, it looks like you don't have to download the app. You just go to this website called unlockburritoday.com, and you play a little game that they have that's just like a burrito vault game is what they call it, and you just get a code.
It ended yesterday. It went from March 31st to April
2nd. Son of a bitch, isn't that my life story?
Why would it
today?
Not be today?
Well,
because they're dumb.
Today is National Burrito Day.
You're supposed to get the codes by today.
Oh, okay. See, you got to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
You got to play games, man.
Beforehand.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
They got a little shyster game going on. They always do. Just to get a free friggin' burrito. No, I'm not playing you games. Not going to play the games.
Fine. I'm sad. I know a lot of people are sad because your 401ks are affected too.
I'm not even looking at mine.
You know what? Can I say
something?
My mood just changed so much. I recommend nobody look.
I saw you logging in on your thing and I was like, no, Jamie, don't do it. But there was a story from Fox scrolling across the thing and I was like, man, she's going to log in and look and it's just going to be bad news.
I told her not to do it.
I know. There's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to. I just signed off.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna be happy.
It's out of our control,
right? Yeah. Just be happy.
It'll come back. You'll get it.
Well,
all
I don't know how long it's gonna take to recoup that kind of money.
It's hard to be happy if you're Jamie right now. I'm not gonna lie.
It's gonna take like 10 years to recoup that. But it's fine. I'm fine. Yay!
All right, I want to play this Wendy Williams audio. Okay.
Okay. What happened?
She was banging on the window again. She's kind of like you this morning, banging on a window, screaming, help, help. Wendy, here's the thing, though. I watched the video. She looks fine to me. I just don't understand
all
this.
That's what Harvey Levin from TMZ has been saying all along. He did a whole special about it and that she's completely cognizant. Is that the right word? Cognitive. I don't know. She's smart. She's got it together.
She does.
Yeah.
She's got all her senses, man. Yeah. And I'm watching this video. She's actually smiling, laughing, looks great, not screaming and crying, none of that crap. She looks great in this. And how they keep her locked up, I don't understand. Well, the Free Wendy movement, did you know that's out there?
Oh, it is
the
good.
The Free Wendy movement.
It's so weird. Like that, you know, you brought up a great point. Like, how is it that we can just keep, not we don't have her, but like they can do that to her.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like these free blank movements. They remind me of...
What about Willie?
That's what I'm saying.
He was a good one.
It reminds me of Free Willie. It's like all these are whales. Right?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I didn't like the Free Britney. I don't like the Free Wendy.
You're so funny. I'm the one that's supposed to be in a bad mood. You were bitching off the air about all these influencers. Everybody's an influencer. This guy has 125 people and they're calling him an influencer.
Everything goes viral.
I think it's overused.
I hate apps.
That guy.
More free people.
he left a Coca-Cola for some people that don't have clothes.
What?
Some people on an island.
Okay, stick with Wendy. Okay.
Right, go back to Wendy Williams. Yeah. Wendy Williams banging on the window. The Free Wendy movement is outdoors shouting her name, wanting her released.
We're here on West 35th Street right now. The building that you see right behind me, Christian, if we can zoom up to that window. For most of this morning, we've been here all morning. Most of this morning, Wendy Williams has been at that window waving to the fans.
Sounds like it.
Yeah,
doesn't
it? Does. It does.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
I don't know.
Fans that have been out here supporting her and demanding an end to her guardianships, saying that she should have her freedom.
The struggle is against the judges. The guardians are mere puppets. Guardianship has to end.
Look at how wonderful she looks behind that glass window. She looks bright, smart. She has nothing wrong with her. This is false imprisonment. She should not be kept locked up. Free Wendy.
Why do you think there's such a big crowd out here today?
Everyone loves Wendy. They're Wendy fans. She needs advocacy and support, because otherwise who else is going to do it for her?
In the video, she looks great.
Yeah.
What stops my wife from doing that to me one day?
Nothing.
Just call the guys with a straight jacket and show up at the house.
Well, did you see that Kanye and his wife Bianca broke up again because she tried to have him committed?
She did?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen to me.
I know.
My wife. Lisa's going to call one day. What's it called? Baker Act?
What?
Isn't it called Baker Act?
Oh, I don't know what the name is.
5250 hold or 5252 something.
No, 5250.
I think
know.
It's 5250.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they can just take you without,
and
you know.
And
you.
Then she'll be, you know what she'll do?
5150.
That's
5150.
It.
Yeah.
5250.
I think it's 52.
It's 5150. This refers to the initial 72-hour involuntary psychiatric hold.
All right, 51.
Okay.
Yeah.
Van Halen had an album they named that, remember?
Anyway, we are semantics. Here's the thing, what she's going to do. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. All right, so you'll be like, oh, I don't know where I am. You'll be Joe Biden, okay?
Yeah.
And then she's going to take your hand and say, I need you to sign this. I need you to... sign this. And
right.
You'll be like, well, what is it? And you'll be like, it's for a free burrito.
Because right. You don't want to use an app.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Catch me off guard.
Yeah.
You know, catch me off guard.
Right.
I'll put down my pudding pop.
Yeah.
And then grab a pen.
Yeah.
I'll grab a pen and I'll sign it. Mm-hmm. And that's all the access is what you're getting at,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
And then the next thing you know, these dudes are going to show up. Doors at the door, you know?
Yeah.
And they're going to come in and say, hey, try on this new jacket your wife bought you.
Oh! Oh,
my God. And I'll be like, man, the arms kind of wrap around you. That's kind of weird,
and
man.
And they say, it's
hey,
a
why,
little
why,
hug.
Why are you buckling it back there?
Because it's a little hug for yourself.
Oh, yeah. This is a love yourself jacket, okay? So you put this on, and next thing you know, you're in the back of a frigging car, and you never see home again.
Nope, ever. It happened to my uncle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm getting scared.
Uncle Charles. Uncle Charles.
They had to come and get him?
Yeah. Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. He was like a little bit like, it was sad. And he didn't like sandwiches. He got really mean.
I like sandwiches. All right. Wendy Williams, go look at the video if you get a chance.
You know
because
what?
I'm telling you, she
something?
Looks good.
If Lisa does that to you and she has you sign a power of attorney and she takes all your money and everything, which probably is likely to happen, I will hold a sign out of the home. Free BJ.
A chick holding a sign saying free BJ, probably not a good idea. Just say it.
BJ and Jamie.
I agree with you. BJ and Jamie here, by the way, straight from the Belco Studios. We did a ribbon cutting yesterday. Happy birthday to Jenna, by the way. She was here with Belco. She had a birthday yesterday. They were here. We had lunch, a ribbon cutting, debuted our new studio, which is gorgeous. And thank you to Belco.
And should we give away 17 Belco chapsticks to, like, caller 10?
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Either that or we could spread it out over a month or so.
Okay, all right. Maybe we'll do that.
Someone that has chapped lips needs some chapstick.
We're saying that because they accidentally left their bag of, like, all, I mean, like, we have water bottles and we have all this stuff, the really good stuff. And but that just cracked me up because I've never seen so much chapstick in my life.
Yeah.
Just the, a lot of it.
Yeah.
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 What is that?
I'm glad to see that they're spending all that interest.
Lock, she's going to lock you up for sure.
Yeah. Chapstick, water bottle. No, seriously, we have a beautiful studio.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks to Belco. Yep. You guys are great, man. All right, what was it? Oh, the Temu thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. I've never ordered from Temu. Now, I know you probably have,
I
right?
have not.
You've never ordered?
I have never, ever.
Really?
All yeah. Right.
Are the rumors true?
Because I don't want them to have my credit card information. I'm seriously.
The rumor I hear is Temu is now just a big, fat, running joke. That if you order from Temu, then you're ordering the crappiest product there is on earth.
It's
is that
or,
true?
It's hit or miss.
That's what I've heard, the hit or miss. But has anybody hit?
Brie has.
She has
a couple
hit?
Times on clothes.
On what?
Okay.
On clothing.
That
but
they
now
fit?
Their hat,
they
their
fit? Yeah. Or they're right, what it looked like in the picture or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but there has been somewhere, like, they literally sent her, like, kid sizes.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
All right, what about some of the other stuff? All right, let's get away from clothes. Because clothes can be tough from anybody. They really can. I mean, you order, my wife orders
that's
boots
true.
And stuff.
Yeah,
and she has
true.
To send them back yeah, all that, the time. Because it varies so much. But what about these things like a tiller? Like, I saw a
that's
tiller.
That's funny, because what? Here's what I was looking at. We're so weird. I was looking at a remote control, like a tractor that has a big blade on the front,
like a tiller.
Yeah, and it'll scrape your land for you. And I was like,
yeah,
no,
I saw that.
And so I spun the wheel, and I got 100% off.
So
no way.
Did I. I did too.
What, I don't want to go any further because I don't want them to have, like right. get my app. So I like got out. What happens with 100% off?
You
Do
get
you
it
know?
For 100% off.
No.
You can't. It's
There's
free.
There's no way. It's a tractor.
There's got.
You can't have a tractor cost $200.
Then why would
you
they have a wheel that says 100%
I
off?
I don't know. But
well, that's what the question was.
Yeah.
The answer is not 100%.
I've never used the app myself.
So you get 100% off and all you have to do is pay for shipping?
Maybe that's
I would assume
what they do.
So.
Maybe
then shipping is $200?
Yeah.
Is that what? I don't know what
maybe
the scam
that's the
is.
Scam.
But it feels that way to me. All right. Go to Textnado. I don't even have the number here in front of me. Somebody took it out of here. 303-222-22
Alice.
5423.
Textnado. Have you ever used Temu where it actually worked out that you got a super deal? I don't want to hear about the bad deals.
Okay.
It's all, right. all about the good deals because I'm seeing a motorcycle, a motorbike on there. And again, it's just a mini bike, but it looks kind of cool. And it's only like $99.
Well, if you spin the wheel, it might be free, according to what I just did. It says it's free.
But everything I read, I mean, it's almost become a Temu running joke.
Okay,
online.
So here's what we'll do. I think this is a good idea. Like you said, we don't want to hear about the...
No.
Like, if you've had a hit, and then we can direct people to go order it.
Yeah, if you got, you know, a tank top that didn't fit, that can happen.
Right,
okay?
Exactly. Okay.
I want the good stuff.
Let's hear. A lot of my stuff that I get from Temu comes in Amazon packages. Huh. If you want to get the flickering solar lights that look like they're flames, those work.
They do?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Stuff like that.
Yeah, let's see here. It's you get 100% off when you buy 8 other items.
Oh,
so you got to buy some other
stuff. And it's probably the lowest one. That
you get 100% off. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys have already talked about this already. Well, I don't care. We're talking about it again.
No, we've not addressed it like this.
Well, we kind of have.
We have?
I remember, but it was a long time ago. I was talking about my girlfriend got a swimming suit. And
okay, we're out of stuff. How about that? So we went back to some old material. How about that? All right. You happy now?
Yeah. Don't listen then.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Happy birthday, Hayden. All right, what?
Christmas
decorations.
Temu.
Yeah, Christmas decorations. Bedspreads. Yeah, but aren't you guys afraid, like, when you buy, like, a bedspread or something that you sleep on, that it's all that Chinese chemicals and stuff that isn't regulated?
Yeah, I don't think I would go there. I don't think I'd buy clothes either.
Because the, the ink right. and stuff on mm-hmm. your body?
But things like garden hoses and some of the stuff that people are mentioning, like the solar lights and everything, that makes a lot of sense to me if you can get them at a great price.
BJ, this is for you. Inflatables. Apparently, these people got inflatables that
like you do for Christmas.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Halloween, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Let's see here. My husband orders tools. He even ordered a saw for super cheap, and it's amazing. I'm going to get my remote control dozer.
You know, here's another angle, too, that the saw thing. I bought some tools up there at Harbor Freight.
Oh, remember what Schmidl thought?
Yeah, I do.
I was hoping that you guys would never remember that.
It's literally on a promo.
That they're disposable. That you use them one time and then you throw them away.
Yeah, I thought that was their whole business model, was one-time use tools.
You're going to find this a little shocking, but the tools I bought at Harbor Freight are ideal.
Really?
They were fine. Huh. I bought a dolly.
Uh-huh.
I bought a dolly up there. It's great.
I bought ramps there and for my four-wheeler, and so, God, I sound like a man.
Yeah. But.
I need to fem up a little bit here. Nah, I sound like a big old butch guy right now.
It's too late. Stick with who you are.
But anyway, they worked fine. Yeah,
that's what I've gotten several things. I got a socket set up there. It works fine. So I don't know what why the blowback on this.
Don't buy any furniture from anywhere else but Temu. Outdoor furniture. Oh, wow.
Don't buy it anywhere else but Temu.
That's what it says.
That all comes from China anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if they're not. Well, now that it's going to be a 54% tariff, you might want to hurry up and buy it.
Yeah. You better hurry and get your patio set up. It's going to really cost you. Yeah. All right, Tabloid Trash is coming up next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to read this. It says, hey, everybody, just want to warn you guys and keep in mind about regarding Temu and Shein, whatever. They don't have to follow U.S. regulations, so they can send products directly to the consumer without disclosing certain ingredients, products. So rule of thumb, order nothing that your skin absorbs.
Yeah, I would agree.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
Be careful.
Yep. And then also, if you want to, you can download Yuka, Yuka, and screen the little barcode, and it'll tell you if it's good or bad.
But if you need patio furniture.
Yep.
I'm hearing Temu's the place to go.
Yep, get to it.
Yeah.
Get to it. All right, here's the deal. Morgan Wallen hasn't been to a bar since he threw that chair. That's what he's saying. He hasn't been to a bar since the incident. Quote, and I quote Morgan Wallen, I ain't been to a bar since the last time I was in a bar, and that's when everybody knew about it. So
he's never been to a bar, or hasn't been to a bar
since
he threw the chair. I believe that.
I do too.
Because we've seen no pictures.
No, we haven't. You're right.
Of him in a bar. So yeah.
He said it's the best thing he could have done for his own life.
And everybody's got a phone. Somebody would have a picture.
True. And in case you didn't hear it, this is crazy. So remember when Morgan Wallen walked off the stage in that viral video and everybody was like, what just happened? Well, I guess he got on his jet and then he wrote on the Instagram, get me to God's country. Well, now get me to God's country has kind of gone viral, correct? Right. So what does he do? He comes out with a T-shirt and hat line.
It's genius.
So smart. So smart, right?
Yeah.
Like, get me to God's country is now on T-shirts, it's now on hats, and it's $45. So he's going to make a few more million dollars. Good for him.
Yeah.
I guess,
take advantage of it, man.
Why not?
I'm going to tell you that I came into the studio yesterday, and somebody, I'm not going to say who, was looking to purchase a hat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't you.
Wasn't me. No.
It wasn't Schmidl. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say anything.
Yeah. You're going to wear the hat that says, get me to God's country?
I mean,
with your van shoes that are green?
Hey. I passed up on buying any merch on his tour because I spent so much on tickets.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? It's been a while. I refrained. So I just treated myself to a hat.
That's very high, though. $45 for a hat?
Well, and not only that, it'll smush your toupee.
Yeah.
I do not look that good in a hat. I will admit that.
Does anybody ever ask you if you have a toupee?
No.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a guy that I saw on TikTok, and this woman, she's cutting his hair and everything, and he's got the side hair, and he's bald, and she puts on a toupee, and it's the Carson edition. It's amazing. She, like, spreads all this glue on his head, and she puts it there, and then she cuts it.
I have seen those, and they make toupees now that literally you can't tell.
You can't
and
tell at all.
And they are glued on. Like, you're not getting that thing off. It's not flying off.
On it and everything pulled on it, and it looked like Carson edition. So do you want to tell people the model number?
Yeah, who do you use?
You know, where do you go? Like, if I were to grow my hair out, like in college, I had the flow. Like, it looked great under a helmet and under a hat, right? But man, I tried to do that thing, and if I wouldn't gel put any product in it, it looked like a dead rat on my head because my hair is so thick and like puffy.
Oh my god! I want to put the rumor out there that Carson has a toupee.
People are gonna be pulling all my head down.
So funny. This is crazy. You know, in my phone, BJ Harris is Stud Muffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I put him as, Stud Muffin. I mean, but who wouldn't, right?
Right. Well, it's a long story, but it's too long to go into.
But it works. It works all day long. And then Slacker I have as Tiny Wiener.
That's a long story, too.
It's pretty short, actually.
I know. No, the story, I mean, the story's long.
Anyway, on Masked Singer, they had a Stud Muffin.
And no kidding.
Yeah, it says on Wednesday's boy band theme episode of The Masked Singer, Method Man was the next celebrity to be unmasked. He pulled off his Stud Muffin hat.
Every time. Yeah. I miss my opportunity to go ahead and just copyright something.
I know, right?
I should have trademarked
it. Yeah, that is crazy.
Son of a gun.
Blake Lively is under a microscope, and now old videos are coming out. All this old stuff is coming out about her. And what?
I saw that yesterday on TMZ, and I meant to grab the audio from her talking about it with the director.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
About how she did a wah-wah.
Yeah. And I totally forgot it until just now.
So
I'm disappointed.
That's okay. There was a video that she actually put in the movie herself of this different movie, or Gossip Girl, maybe? No.
It was a movie.
It was a movie?
Yeah.
So she decided to take over the directing part of it, and she honked him. A man.
Yeah, and she just improvised on it. And she was like, "This, you know what? This fits. This is something that the character would do, so I'm going to do it."
Yeah, and on the DVD for the movie, she is actually talking with the director. That's the audio that I was going to pull.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how this wasn't a decision beforehand. She came in and felt like this character would grab this dude's crotch, and that's what she is suing Justin Baldoni over, is him inserting himself into it and, like, taking these directorial decisions.
Did the actor know she was going to honk him?
That's what they're saying, is that he knew, and they had a discussion beforehand in this movie, and that is the difference between what she did and what Justin Baldoni did, is she's claiming that Justin Baldoni never had a conversation with her about making out with her scene.
But here's the thing, though. All of her fans are like, come on. Like, you're being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she honked the hell out of that.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah.
But if he knew, then it does change things.
It does. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Consent makes a huge difference.
If it's something you discussed before the camera started rolling and you reach down there and grab him knowing it's coming, that's a little bit different than somebody taking advantage of a situation.
True story.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson is looking to leave her afternoon show when her contract expires next year. The NBC executives are searching for ways to try to keep her on the network. You know, she is getting to be like Ryan Seacrest. I mean, she has a full plate going on all the time.
What else she doing?
Well, she was doing The Voice, right?
Yep.
But she's a, you know, she does all her music and stuff. And so, and she has two kids, and she has primary custody of
them. That's true.
So the singer turned host of the Kelly Clarkson show was off the air for almost 2 weeks last month for what was described as, quote, a personal matter. Now sources say that Clarkson wants to step down from the show. She has been helming since, since 2019 to spend more time with her kids, River, Rose, and son Remy.
And that makes a lot of sense because she was on Kylie Kelsey's podcast.
Yeah.
And she was complaining on how schools now just drop all these surprise performances. Like, oh, your kid's going to be performing a dance routine at 10 a.m. Yep. And she's like, I can't take off work.
And you think about two kids, like I barely made it to all the different crap that my kid had to do, you know? You have two kids in sports and in anything.
She has no help, though?
I'm sure, but she wants to attend. But she wants to be there. But she can't because she's taping out.
Well, I get that. I mean, you can't do all of the stuff, I guess, but if you've got another job. But, I mean, I would assume that she's got a lot of help, too.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't, you know, bathe them and stuff.
But I don't blame her. If she's over it, you know, I'm ready to move on and do more with the family. That's fine.
But to miss your kid's performance, the best quote I ever heard is my friend Ken Christensen said, you know, I will never miss, I will never remember what board meeting I missed ever, but my son will always remember the games I missed. I was like, ooh, that's
seriously,
that
hits hard.
Right here, man. Because you don't remember what board meeting you missed. Or, I mean, you know, but your kid, remember that. My kid to this day remembers the day I was late for his drum solo. Yep. Still, he remembers. I was like, you told me the wrong time. I got the end of it. And I felt like I knew how it goes. yeah, so we'll see what happens. I like her show. She sings on it a lot, and she does collaborations with a lot of people. And so that part I really like. So that part it will be missed. Megan Fox is allowing MGK to co-parent their baby, but only at her house. He's not allowed to take the baby anywhere.
Probably a good thing.
Probably a really
good
thing.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Yeah, plus I don't know if a car seat fits in her Ferrari.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No.
So I guess they're getting along. She doesn't want to take him back. He wants to get back together with her. And she says no. So they're such drama, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I'm kind of over those two. Let's see here. Is there something else I wanted to tell you? Hold on. Nope, there's not. There you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Don't forget, opening day tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios here in Denver. And also on the Odyssey app, which is an app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Hear the podcast there later today, too. Mentioned this a few minutes ago. Opening day tomorrow. Lots of baseball fans and just a lot of people that like to party.
True.
Are headed downtown tomorrow to fill up the bars, restaurants. It's a good thing. It's a big day for them.
It is a big day. It's like it's when Colorado becomes alive, BJ.
It's their Christmas, Jamie.
It really is.
It really
Christmas.
Is. Yep. It's Christmas downtown. I saw where they painted the purple.
What's in your hands that's making so much noise?
A piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
A lollipop.
Are you eating? Oh, you're on your little.
I got a lollipop. Oh, I get a candy fix in the 9 o'clock
do.
Hour.
He really does.
I need a sugar fix, you know, to get me going again. You know?
Yeah, I know.
But I saw where they put down the purple stripe yesterday downtown.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. On Blake Street, just a way of commemorating, I guess.
I think it's
They've done it ever since they had a team down here since 95, I think.
Yeah.
Since 95,
I think you change it up a bit. I think you put Dinger out there and let people run over it.
Oh, the speed bump Dinger?
Yeah. Put speed bump Dinger out there and let cars kind of mow right over him.
What are you doing? Is this like a...
I'm looking for different celebrations. Okay, all right. We could do it this way. We put Dinger in a dunk tank.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now that would be because he wouldn't die in there.
Well,
he could drown, I guess.
That's what I was going to say.
Got that big head on, right?
Okay.
All right. Did you see where the Tesla owner is suing one of his vandals? Somebody keyed his car, suing for $1 million?
No.
Can you win a suit like that?
I don't know. That's I bet you could. Well, the car's not worth a million.
No way.
I doubt, dude. There's keying someone's car is not worth $1 million. You could sue someone for the value that it costs to fix your car, but not $1 million.
But maybe it's the pain and suffering.
Maybe,
trauma.
Yeah.
Well, the victim is seeking $1 million, and we sat down with his attorney, who tells me that he believes that this is the first civil lawsuit that has been filed in connection to this Tesla takedown movement. His client, who wants to stay anonymous, fearing that he is going to be targeted, was returning back from the trip. He left his car at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. When he saw this, he realized his car had been keyed, so he checked the cameras. That's when he saw the man walk by and vandalize his car. So he posted on X. He wanted to find out who did this. That video quickly went viral. It even caught the attention of Donald Trump Jr., who posted the video and said, quote, "Internet, do your thing." Well, according to the lawsuit, that video helped identify Rafael Hernandez, who was arrested and charged with criminal mischief and since posted his bond. The victim's attorney told us, like so many of these victims here, his client just likes the car, and that's why he bought it, and he's apolitical.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get $1 million.
Yeah, so. I don't either.
Yeah, that seems a little weird to me.
A little high.
Yeah, I mean, it is now determined that if you key a car, especially the Tesla, that it's like domestic terrorism, right?
Did that ever get passed?
I think that's what it's been labeled as. So maybe, you know, for being a victim of terrorists. I don't know. I have no idea. It just seems like $1 million.
I know they talked about, but I don't know if it ever went through.
I don't know. I don't know if you can get $1 million. Plus, you got to pay your lawyer fees. Yeah. Well, that's a gamble, right?
It is.
I mean, your lawyer fees could be $50,000, and what if you lose?
What do you got, Shmadel?
It looks like they're trying to pass an executive order for it, but nothing has actually come out.
Did you guys see that Subway has nachos?
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
Foot-long
see that.
Foot-long nachos.
Wait a minute. Foot-long?
Yeah, that's what they said. Or is this an April Fool's that come up late?
That might be April Fool's.
God, I can't stand it when because it doesn't refresh.
Well, but I know they've got like the footlong Oreo cookies and the footlong churro. I don't know if they have footlong nachos.
Oh my God. This is the second time today. Isn't this not? This is the second time today something hasn't refreshed. Yeah. And I'm looking at April 1st.
Yeah, you're
like a Home Depot charging $5 for parking spots.
Yeah, you're running 24 hours behind right now.
Yeah. Well, that one went viral, too. It was Home Depot. They said that they were going to charge $5, and it started as April Fool's, but then news agencies ran with it that it was real, and so it's still out there that it's a real story.
But it's not.
I'm seeing it everywhere, though.
You are?
It looks real.
It looks
nachos?
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it's going to be everybody's dream.
And they got three kinds.
What do you mean foot long? Just the container they're in?
Yeah, they're in like a boat.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, so finally something's right.
I thought you had a nacho chip that was a foot long. Holy hell.
DJ and Jamie.
Well, 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 well. There you go. Thursday in the bag, man. I think I'm going to have a burrito today.
Are you okay?
I talked myself into
it. Did you bite your cheek or something?
I broke a tooth.
Oh, no.
What?
You did?
I broke a whole back half off of it.
Oh, no.
With that hard candy.
Oh, you did?
It came out of Slacker's box in there. His little bucket he has the candy in.
He has a tiny bucket.
He's got a little bucket with candy in it back there. It's got dum-dums.
Yeah. And you broke it
and I had a dum-dum, and I bit on it. Because I can't take hard candy. I can't eat it or just suck on it till the end.
Yeah, I can't either.
I've got to bite into it. I get impatient, right? So I bit into it, and it broke off my tooth.
Oh, no.
Now I got to go to the dentist.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're having a good day.
I think I'm going to sue him.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to sue somebody.
You have?
I think it'll get publicity if I sue Slacker. Little cross promotion there.
You need a nap, I think. I think it's time for a nap.
If I get, think about this for a minute.
It's time for a nap, everybody,
you get it, don't you?
Yeah, and make it all over the media. Like, who wouldn't be able to talk about two co-hosts suing each other on the same station?
Oh, yeah. We could be in USA Today.
Yeah. National news, man.
Exactly. BJ sues Slacker over Dum Dum.
Are you done?
We gotta go.
Dum Dum.
I lost half a tooth.
I know.
I'm not good.
That
right
sounds
now.
Painful.
I'm not thinking clearly. That's what it is. Through all the pain.
Yeah.
Right? Anything else?
No,
anything else
we got?
Are we done?
We're done.
All right. Tomorrow's opening day.
Oh,
I know what it was. I was going to remind you of something.
Yeah.
Don't forget tomorrow, you and I matching with jerseys.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Right. Yeah, I remember.
You and I, we were going to match jerseys tomorrow.
So
we're going to wear.
Right?
We're cute.
It's going to be so cute.
We're going to wear our Colorado Rockies jerseys
it's be
tomorrow.
So cute.
And my Rockies baseball hat. And we're going to look cute. Carson, do you have a jersey?
I don't, but I have a shirt. I'll wear my shirt.
All right.
Doesn't count. You gotta have a jersey.
Wow. You
gotta
have a jersey.
Gotta have a jersey.
Yeah, have a
I
jersey.
Don't have a jersey, sorry.
I actually don't think I do either.
I was gonna say, do you have one?
I don't think I do. Not a real jersey.
You don't have a jersey?
No, I don't think
so. What the hell are you making this deal for?
You can borrow mine.
Spadil, you have it.
And it doesn't have anybody's name on the back. It just says Colorado Rockies.
That's not the problem. That's not the problem.
When's the last time it was washed?
That's a good question.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, if you remember, yesterday we're doing a ribbon cutting ceremony out here with Belco, and then all of a sudden Slacker, remember he says, I smell weed.
Yeah.
It just gets on my clothes from my other job.
I know.
But again, it would be on your jersey that you're loaning to Jamie.
Yeah.
And she would walk around.
I'm good. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out something to wear. That'll be fine.
See you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.